of cream, red roses juice.
This is Ed Cohen, your host of Global Radio Talk Show, coming to you today from Southern California. Our guest today is very special, Alan Weiss, PhD, president of Summit Consulting Group. Dr. Weiss has written a book, Who's Got Your Back? All about business and management. Let's welcome Dr. Alan Weiss.
Thanks, Ed. Happy to be here. For the record, let's make it clear that the book is co-authored with Omar Khan, who also wrote the book.
Great. Thank you very much for the clarification. Well, welcome to the show. This is all about global business and global people. So why did you write the book at this time?
Well, we found that companies were getting confused about performance. They were saying things like, let's go from good to great, when they had no idea what good is, no idea what great is, and even less idea where they were at the time.
What's different now than in the past?
Well, what's different now is that we have better ways to measure performance if we put our minds to it, but we're not all that accountable to try to do it. There are 1,000 more fads and trends today than there ever were before, and the ability of companies to get things done relies more and more on their employees' relationship with their customers. In other words, I've never seen happy customers where there are unhappy employees. So what's performance supposed to be like?
So this is all about personal responsibility as well as management responsibility.
Yeah, I would say there are two sides to it. There's the accountability of the employee to take pride in one's work, not to feel entitled. There's the responsibility of the management not to have employees feel afraid or fearsome. But the most important thing is for management to make sure that performance goals are clear. They become much too complicated in organizations, and hence it's hard to determine whether an organization's really reaching its potential for performance or not.
So employees are worried about their jobs, and leaders should be concerned that no one has their back. Isn't that right?
Yeah, the thing is, if you don't have employees, just as you say, who are confident in the work and not worried about their jobs, if you don't have employees who are confident about their present and their future, your back is never protected. Because your back is really dependent upon the commitment of employees, not compliance, the commitment of employees to get the job done well. And that's the key to the book.
Is there a new trick using technology, perhaps, to help train the trainers to be more engaged with employees?
No, there isn't. And the interesting thing that we found, Omar has been consulting for 20 years. I've been consulting for 30 years. We work with some of the giant firms on the planet. And so we know this rather well, and what's happened is this is really a question of high touch, not high tech, which Nesbitt talked about 35 years ago. And the issue is that there are basically only three conditions in an organization with people working there. They either meet the expectations, they fail to meet them, or they exceed them. And companies make it too complicated with too many rating areas, 1 to 15, all these kinds of things. You either meet expectations or you don't, or you surpass them. And if you focus on that and the expectations are accurate, you've got a great company.
So why is performance so hard to measure in most organizations?
It's hard. That's a great question, Ed. It's hard because managers and leaders are afraid to measure it. They're afraid of what they believe will be confrontation rather than help and improvement and adults respecting and appreciating the opportunity to improve. If you take a look at some of these organizations I referenced before that Omar and I have been in, the fact is that you look at the evaluations over the course of a year, and 85% of people are rated above average, yet the organization had a mediocre year. Somewhat of a paradox.
So why don't we evaluate the right things in the right way?
Because people in senior positions, aided and abetted by human resources departments, which have it all wrong, look at inputs. They look at deliverables. They look at tasks instead of looking at output. If you look at a job description in most organizations, it's about tasks. It's about fulfilling contracts. It's about moving things around. It's about being on time. But the fact is that it's the result that matters. You know, no manager is paid to take action. Managers are paid to get results. That's what the evaluation should be based on.
So rewards are misplaced then, right?
Rewards are misplaced because the emphasis is misplaced. Now, I don't know about you. When I was a kid, they measured me in school in something called comportment. And that meant that I had to stand in line quietly in size order. I couldn't talk when I was going down the hall and things like this, none of which mattered in my later life. I was told not to talk and I'd be rewarded. Today, I'm a professional speaker and I'm paid big bucks to speak. It makes no sense.
So people who are committed don't hide. These aren't just your A players.
Yeah, people only hide under two conditions. They hide when they feel that they are owed something. In other words, they're entitled. And they're hiding so they're not given work. they sit back with their feet up. You know, it's a stereotypical look at public service. You know, nobody's ever at the motor vehicle's window when they should be. And then the other condition under which people hide is when they're scared for their lives. And they have these arbitrary layoffs and people are being cut. And so then they hide so that nobody can find them. What you want is the middle where there's a healthy amount of stress, the adrenaline's flowing, a sense of urgency, people are performing, and they are being rewarded for that performance.
Well, we're running out of time, but I really want to ask a couple of things. One is, what's the key reason for senior managers to read this book?
I think that they will be able to foster an atmosphere of far higher performance. Most of these companies are chugging along in best of cases at 70 or 75% of their potential. Think of what happens in terms of increased profit if you could chug along at 95% of your potential without any capital investment. That's what this book can help them to do.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, sir.
Well, I have a bachelor's and a master's in political science. I have a master's and a PhD in psychology. I've been in consulting for 30 years. I've worked with the giants like Mercedes-Benz and Toyota and Chase and so forth and so on. Omar's done roughly the same thing. I have written 55 books. They're in 12 languages. And I work with senior people. I work with them strategically. I work on leadership. And I help them do simple things. Consulting is about making the complex simple. And that's what I've done throughout my career.
Alan Weiss, it's a pleasure to talk with you, and thank you for your time, sir. We've been speaking with Alan Weiss, PhD, president of Summit Consulting Group, and you're based in the Northeast, is that right?
East Greenwich, Rhode Island, and I want to thank you, Ed, for your questions and for this opportunity.
And what's the website that people can find more about you on?
SummitConsulting.com, S-U-M-M-I-T, consulting.com, or my blog, ContrarianConsulting.com.
This is Ed Cohen signing off from Old Town in San Diego.
What a wonderful...